Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this evening from Real Women, Real Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast. I'm very excited and blessed to be here this evening. And it is no surprise to any of y'all because I have been advertising it. I've sent it out. Everyone is aware of it, and I'm excited to have this amazing artist in the studio with me on this Friday evening. I typically don't come on a Friday evening, but I'm here live today. And this evening, I have the privilege again of having this amazing woman. Her name is Miss Sounds, and she has her latest single that was released March 27th, 2015, and it is entitled Whenever You Call. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the song for everyone right now. So what I want you to do, I just want you to just lay back. I just want you to relax yourself and just allow this song to take you to that next place. And for all y'all listeners out there that's 30 and plus, you're going to be able to understand this song whenever you call. So here it is right now.
Just for my
Well, you heard it here. An amazing voice, amazing woman. Now, you're not going to tell me that that did not take you back to a day when you were in love, you know, and it was that special person in your life, and you just sat back and you just thought about him or you just thought about her all night long. You know, and for all those 35 and plus, you know what I mean, when we talked about those radio players that had those that had those needles, that we'll play that song to death. So her music is, it relates to so many different generations, to the young generation as well as to the older generation, you know. So please go out, get this single whenever you call. You do not want to not have it in your collection. So without further ado, would you please help me welcome Miss Sounds to the platform. Thank you so much, Miss Sounds, for joining me this evening on a Friday evening, and I'm just so blessed to have you here in the studio with me.
Thank you, Barbara. It was good to be here again on your platform. I had such a great time and got a great response last time, so I had to come back and join you.
Well, it is exciting, you know. So tell us, everyone is wanting to know, How was your first release on March the 27th when your song just went viral that everyone could get their hands on it? You know, just tell us a little bit about that experience, how it feels to, you know, to have achieved such an achievement like that, you know, especially in the day and ages that we actually live in. You know, so many people, they have dreams and they have visions, but so many people don't chase after those dreams, but you chased after it. So tell us how that feeling was for you at that exact moment, you know, when midnight hit and you was like, all right, this is it. It's March 27th. Tell us, just take us in that journey of your experience on that particular day.
Oh, wow. So it was an amazing, amazing feeling. To actually see my music available out there on iTunes and, you know, Google Play and Amazon, just like more established artists, right? So like I made it. My music is actually out there. And then I started seeing the posts on Instagram and Facebook and things like that where people were saying they got their copy and they got their download and they were encouraging others to get it. It was a really, really good feeling leading up to that. You know, just didn't know what to expect. Was trying to make sure that I prepared every venue. Me and my team were trying to just get prepared for the performances and the fights and things like that. So it was great, amazing. Still kind of on the riding the high of it. It's only been 2 weeks. Still, you know, still getting a great response. And you've been very instrumental in that. So I appreciate everything you've done in publicizing it. And so I'm starting to get more radio interviews and more people contacting and more people kind of saying, you know, love the song. When are you going to put out more? So exciting.
Hey, all right. All right. That's what I'm talking about. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about helping one another, you know, and just getting that person's music, getting their message out there, you know, because as we bless other people, in turn, God will bless us and he will take care of us too, you know, but that's what we are here for on this earth, is to help one another out. So whenever this platform could do anything for you, or my other platform From Insanity to Sane, you know, Be Who You Are magazine, just know that, you know what, you have family here, you know, and we're here to support you, and we're going to continue to support this young lady because I believe in her. And when I believe in someone and I believe in what they're doing, I put 100% behind them. So, but tell us about, now, last week, now, the last couple of weeks when we had you onto the platform, we did discuss a little bit about, you know, how the song all came into play and everything like this, you know. But tell us about, as far as where your, some of your struggles may come. Because so often, you know, when you step out and you do something, and so many times that we hit that, we hit a wall, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we may stomp our toe a little bit, you know, and sometimes there's always something getting in our way to try to prevent us from moving forward. You know, did you ever come across any of that as you was transitioning from going from A to B, you know, with this song and with this album, you know, that you're going to be releasing over the next few months, I assume, you know, that more singles is going to be coming out and so forth. Did you ever hit any of those obstacles? And if you did hit any of those roadblocks along the way, how did you combat those obstacles when they did come? Because so often people they step out, and then the moment they do, something happens, and nothing happens that it's a smooth transition. You know, you're always going to have that turbulence along the way. But give us that outlook on it, because so many young people, that's when they give up, because they just feel, okay, well, maybe it's just not supposed to happen, you know. So just tell us what obstacles that you may have faced, and how did you overcome those obstacles and stayed on the path that where you're at right today?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely had obstacles. You know, no journey and great achievement is ever without obstacles, challenges, even battles, right? So,
right.
And I will not lie, there were times where I was kind of like, maybe not, you know, maybe not. But the one thing that encouraged me is my faith. My faith is very strong, and I have a strong circle around me that reminds me when I forget
right.
whose child I am. And so, you know, it's just really a minor, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of times people want to give up because they think it's not meant to be, versus maybe this is the path that I'm supposed to be on, and that's why I'm having the challenges, right? Whenever you're getting closer to your purpose and starting to realize what you were actually put here for, the devil will throw all kinds of things in your way to try to stop you and make you not realize it. And so
right.
I was no different. I was no different. I also had those challenges. So, I even started out when I really first started going down the recording journey, I started having health problems. So I had allergies going on. My throat was having all kinds of issues. I was getting sick all the time. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm never going to, you know, get in the studio. I'm never going to finish doing what I'm trying to do because I never could get
right.
my voice together. And so I'm going to see all kinds of doctors. I'm, you know, my vocal coach is trying to help me out. And, you know, we're changing regimens and things like that. And so I did. I got discouraged. I got down. But again, had strong people around me. I persevered. We've had many challenges along the way with the release. Yeah, I got tickled when you were talking about the night, midnight, right? Midnight, March
right.
27th, my song goes live. What did I feel? Well, actually, we felt stressed because it didn't actually go live at midnight.
Okay.
So, you know, we're kind of out there like, wait a minute, where is it? Oh, my gosh, what's going on? And in the meantime, we're preparing for this trip to go do a release party, a whole big release weekend, and still not seeing the music. But it was out that morning, early that morning, so we were up trying to make sure all the sites were updated and things like that. But God always has a way of working it out. So I would say, you know, I stay prayed up. I keep a very strong circle around me to keep reminding me of my purpose and my gifts. And that's kind of how I got through, but definitely not without challenges.
You know, seems like that the greatest challenges that you have, you will have the greatest victories. You know, and that's something that what I live by myself, you know, and I just encourage everyone this evening, you know, don't look at your challenges that what you have. That just means that you have greater victories coming your way. You know, so that would be your advice to everyone that is listening that has had those opportunities and felt like wanting to throw in the towel, you know, just continue to just hold on to your faith, you know. But, you know, some people may not have that faith, you know. So what would your advice be to someone that do not have your faith that you have, that you continue to persevere, that you knew that if God has called you to do this, that he will equip you, he will make the crooked places straight. But what about that person out there that don't have that faith that you have? What would your advice be to that person this evening?
Yeah, so the one advice I would give is just never give up. You mentioned earlier about, you know, sometimes people have the dream and they give up on the dream.
Right.
Don't give up on the dream because it was put there for a reason. And, yeah, you'll have many obstacles. But, again, greatness is not achieved without some kind of struggle. You know, you have to kind of go through that struggle in order for you to strengthen up yourself and persevere, because once you do make the dream, it gets even more challenging, right? There's lots of things you have to do, late nights, You have to grind hard. You have to run into people who don't necessarily see what you see in your vision. And so I would just say, you know, just hold fast to your dream and don't give it up for anything, right? I mean, even if you have to temporarily take a different path, is what I would say. Don't stop, because that dream is for you. It's not for anybody else. It's for you.
Right. Amen. Amen. So now that the single is out and everyone has heard about Miss Sounds, whenever you call, you know, what type of, I guess I'm wanting to know, what type of reviews or what are people saying about your music itself? I mean, I know how I feel about it, and I know what others have said about it that has emailed me to express their feelings about it, you know. So I just want to know, what pretty much are you getting some type of feedback about your music and your style?
Yeah, so I'm getting really good feedback for it, and I would definitely encourage your listeners, if they're emailing, feel free to comment on social media or on the site you downloaded the song from. I'd love to hear from you. I'm getting really good feedback from it. A lot of people are saying kind of similar to what you're saying. You know, thank you for kind of bringing the R&B and the soul back. We were missing that, and a lot of people are telling me how they felt about it or how they feel about it when they listen to it. It evokes emotion. You know, they can picture that person that they're trying to call, right? We were at the release party, and I kind of asked the audience, you know, have you ever had that person that no matter what you're doing, where you are, how long it's been since you talked to them, when they call, you just drop everything and, you know, got the heads nodding and a couple of amens out of it, right? So, you know, people are really feeling exactly what I wanted them to feel when I started this music journey, and that's what I want you guys to feel in all of my songs, that it means something to you. It's not just, oh, yeah, that's a nice beat type of thing.
Right.
I want you to feel it.
Well, I'm telling you something. We all felt it. You know? I mean, we all felt it. You know, it just touches hearts. The core of what R&B is, you know what I'm saying, you know, and over the years that has changed. So it's good that we have some sisters like you that's coming back with the original R&B, what R&B always used to be, you know, and we can get rid of this crazy stuff that's out here today, because I can't understand the lyrics anyway, you know. I listen to it, you know, there are times, you know, you have children and everything, you're in the car, you know, saying maybe playing their music or whatever, and I'll be listening to it, and I'm trying to understand what they're saying, so I just make up my own lyrics, because you know what? I think mine sound better because I can't understand it. So, you know, so it's good, you know, just clear, fresh lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Thank God someone is finally doing it, you know, and it's about love, you know. So now I'm just going to ask you this question, and, you know, you don't have to answer it if you like to, but you know what? That's my job, so at least throw it out there. So here it is, Miss Sounds. And I hear that song Whenever You Call. That's like a love song,
mm-hmm.
You know. Was there a special person in your life at the time that when that song, you know, just came, that it just ignited? Yeah, I asked it. Yeah, I said it.
Of course, yeah. I mean, of course. And, I mean, I said it in my first interview with you. I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. All of my songs are from my heart. They are from me. They are from experiences that I have had, or maybe a friend of mine has had. But it was definitely about a particular person that, you know, at that time in my life, and probably even today, still, you know, no matter what happens, a person can call and I'm there.
Amen. All right. Well, you know what? I just wanted to bring it up just in case if anyone missed the last episode. But guess what? Now we get to hear some of the inspiration behind this amazing voice, you know. So as far as the single itself goes, you know, I mean, now will there be – now I know that you're going to be working on a video for it, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So exactly what type – I guess I'm just wanting to know, from that type of song, what type of video are you looking at to create some type of semi-movie, you know, or semi, you know, just a little, I would not say a documentary or anything like that, you know, but just what type of foundation that you'll be using to actually create that type of video for that song itself, because that is an amazing song, and I can get my own ideas where you may go with it, you know, but I don't want to assume anything, so I just want to ask you.
Yeah, so I am going to tell the story that you hear in the lyrics. The video will tell the story of, like you mentioned, the love story of, you know, kind of out doing my own thing, and this person calls, and I'm there, right? I'm ride or die, whatever you need. Need me to listen, I'm there. And so the video will kind of walk you through the story of that love, that kind of connection.
Well, you know what? Do you have a set date right now as far as that video, you know, so that we definitely be looking out for it, and I assume that it will definitely be on YouTube as well?
It will definitely be on YouTube and other music venues. We do not have a release date for the video yet, but I will make sure that I update you and your listeners.
Okay, because I would really like to be able to continue to follow it as well, and that's why that I was asking, you know, because, you know, I want to be able to update all my social media platforms so that way people are aware that it is out, so where they can go at to actually get it. So just tell us where we can actually get your music at, your website and everything like this, you know, so that we can be able to get that song, because it is an amazing song. And if you do not have it, I stressed it the last time, and I'm going to stress it again tonight, if you do not have it, go get yourself a copy. Just get yourself a copy. And while you're there, just don't stop at just one copy. Get your friend a copy. Get your boyfriend a copy. Get your girlfriend a copy. Get your enemy a copy. You know what I'm saying? Just get the copy, you know what I'm saying, and just spread it to as many people as you possibly can, you know what I'm saying, because we just want to be able to support this artist and what she's doing, you know, and we need that feedback from everyone. So when you do get it, please go visit our website. I know it's on a website that you can post reviews, I believe, Ms. Sounds. You know what I'm saying? Post it on social media, Twitter. Let's continue to just tweet it. So that's what I want us to do tonight. We are going to come together, and we are going to continue to tweet. All right? Everyone is on Twitter tweeting all the time. And wait, let's tweet this song. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to be able to promote Ms. Sounds as much as we possibly can here on this platform. So, but do tell us where we can get your music at, because we definitely want to get our hands onto it.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank you so much again for your support. So the main site is aurasounds.com, AuraSounds.com. And that'll give you links to all of the various outlets. So I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter. I am on Instagram. We're on Reverb Nation. And the music is also available on our link to all of those, including YouTube. We're on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play. You have no excuse not to get your copy, because I'm everywhere. I'm trying to saturate the market here, but yeah, any online retailer you can get it from. If you would actually like an actual CD, CD Baby does have actual CDs in their inventory, so I'd love for you guys to purchase that as well. And as Barbara mentioned, purchase a copy for somebody else. We had that happen, actually, release weekend. We had people coming up actually buying 5 and 10 at a time because they wanted to get them for people who weren't there.
Right. You know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, just when you do get one, just don't think of yourself. Think of that next-door neighbor. Think of that coworker. You know what I'm saying? You know, we all have someone. We all have girlfriends. You know, and a lot of times, you know, girlfriends, we go through relationship crisis. You know, it will help you during that time. You know, so just
purchase
just
it
continue,
for your man.
Buy,
if that's
buy,
the
buy.
One, if that's the person you would call, purchase it for them.
There you go. Good answer. You know what I'm saying? That is a good answer. You know, so yeah, purchase it for your man. Purchase it for your husband. You know what I'm saying? Your wife, whoever that you have, just buy. That's, I cannot stress that enough. You know, so within the next moment, so what we have left, we do have a caller that is on the air with us, and I would like to be able to bring this person on the line to see what question that he or she may have for you. Caller, your last 4 digits ends in 8314. You're on the air with Ms. Sounds. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air with Miss Sounds. Okay, well, maybe the caller does not want to speak this evening. They just want to listen. And that
That's
is fine, too. Get yourself a copy, okay? That's all we ask. Get yourself a copy. All right. So, Miss Sounds, in the last moments that we have under 4 minutes, but in that time that we do have together, is there anything that you want to share from your heart to all of the listeners this evening? You know, just something that maybe that is on your heart and you just want to just open up about it, or, you know, something that you may want people to know, whatever it is. You know, I like to be able to give my guests at least those last few minutes just to express themselves and whatever message that they may have, you know, that they can convey to a world. So I'm just going to give you that platform right now to do that.
Yeah, so I just want to express, again, my appreciation for all the love and support that everybody has given me thus far. The last 2 weeks have been amazing. I have no reason to believe the journey won't continue. We've been tracking my progress, and so for the Washington, D.C. area, I am ranked number 31. Out of hundreds in the Washington D.C. area, so you know, that's all because of the fans, and I just want to really say thank you to everybody for continuing to support. Again, would love to, you know, chat with you at any point on social media, so feel free to send me a message or leave a review on how you feel about the song, and look forward to sharing more of my love, life experiences, and pain as well through my music.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We definitely want to hear more of you, and I know there is so much more that you have to give to all of us, and I know there's so much more inside of you that you're going to be bringing forth to us, and we're going to definitely be following you so we can see exactly what else that God has in store for you in 2015. You know, and we here at Real Woman Real Talk, we just want to just pray a special blessing over you before we leave for this evening, if you wouldn't mind me just praying a blessing over you. And then we're just going to say blessings to Miss Sounds, and we're going to wish her all the best and all the success and everything that what God has for her, because so often, you know, is that we forget that God is always in control of everything, and, you know, God has given her a voice, you know, and, you know, sometimes people may think, okay, well, you know what, you should be singing for the Lord, okay, but you know what, there's all different measures of glorifying God with our talents and with our gifts that God has given us with. You know what I'm saying? So we're just going to pray a blessing over you this evening. And Father, we just thank you for this time and what we had together. And we just pray a special blessing. I just lift my sister up to you this evening. And I pray, Father, that you continue to bless her. You will continue to just pour out your blessings, pour out your favor on her life, Lord. Father, I believe right now, Father, that each and every day, each and every week, Father, that song is going to the top. It's going to the top of the charts. And, Lord, I know, Father, that you're going to do a mighty work in her life and continue to work in her life as she continues to keep you first in everything that she does, Father. I just pray your covering over her, that you will surround her with your people, Father, that you will just put a hedge of protection around her, Father. And I just pray, Father, that everything that she touches is blessed, Father, that it comes back 100-fold. And, Lord, we just thank you for this life, Father, and I thank you for the friendship and the sisterhood that I have with my dear sister. And, God, I pray your blessing over her as she goes forth, as we send her out. And we just give you all the glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Miss Sounds, I appreciate you this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast with me, and thank you for this opportunity. And like I said, after the show, we definitely want to be able to connect, because I do want to be able to get in touch with your manager, because I want to be able to help you with any type of radio, television contacts that I have so we can further promote you. So definitely we're going to hook up after the show this evening. So to everyone else, God bless each and every last one of you. I'll be back next Wednesday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, God bless each and every last one of y'all. And just remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love. So good night, everyone. God bless, and have a wonderful weekend, and be safe. Good night, everyone.